Hey David, so we've got our course coming up on Friday. That's pretty bloody awesome. So you've been so it's going to be awesome. We've got a few people booked in. We've got some people from around the world who'll be watching it after. So whether or not there's people there or not, it doesn't matter because we've told everyone it can be recorded and uploaded so they can access the information and get access to us, through our Facebook groups. So my Facebook group is Awesome Energy Healers and yours is
Future Person Life Roles.
Future Person
That's my
Life Roles.
Facebook group.
And we're making awesome energy
Everyone
healers
welcome
out of
to join.
everyone. So it's sort of really cool because like we've got most of the people who have joined at the moment are practitioners. So, and I love the idea that this is something that you can work with your clients, whatever sort of clients they are, because it allows the client to target where they want to go. So for me as a naturopath, if I actually had a list, because I've got sort of a list like this as well. So sometimes you might ask someone, how good is your nutrition? They might say 3 out of 10. And then on a scale of 1 to 5, I actually ask them, how interested are they in nutrition? They might say, yeah, 3 out of 10. So some people have no interest in getting better at something. There's no point banging our head against a brick wall with something that they're not interested in.
That's true. You got to believe in the concept, the divinity of interest. And, people can change their interests, but generally, people are going to follow their interests.
I was probably
But
destroyed by Henry Osiki when I did clinic experience with him about 30 years ago, and he made the comment that over 90% of people will take supplements, but about 1% of people will change their diet. Which I thought was pretty funny. And I was listening to a healer this morning, and she was saying that the problem is that once people have healed a health issue in their body because they've changed, they've done the yoga, they've changed their diet, they've done some breathing techniques, they're, doing their positive affirmations, is that then as soon as they feel healed, they lose the need to look after themselves and then their health issues come back. And they say, but I thought I was healed.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Like, in the, one thing that's become very big in the last 20 years has been the ACE studies, which are the Adverse Childhood Experience studies. And when that first started, the doctor Vincent Folletti was treating people with eating disorders. And so they had this really good weight loss program with a particular drug and a program, and they were getting people to use very, very obese people, and they'd lose like 150 pounds sometimes. I can't remember, they were big numbers. But when they got their feedback forms, after 12 months or so, most of them had relapsed and put most of the weight back on again. And when they did the qualitative, because there's a quantitative research, which are the stats, but the qualitative research, when they were like answering questions about why they put on the weight, it was things like because they felt safer on the street. So people's interests are often hidden behind, and they didn't know that,
Which,
and the until they were like, because they worked out that, oh, people with difficult childhoods tend to have these eating issues. So many high percentage had a difficult childhood experience, as experiences, and they had the weight issues. So they realized, oh, well, there was fear behind losing the weight, which is valid, but they couldn't tell until they'd lost the weight and felt very vulnerable out being in the world, skinny. And they, especially guys that on the street, they felt le a lot less safe.
well, in the Enneagram personality approach, the eights, which are the controllers, they're also the protectors, they tend to be strong, solid human beings. And most of the eights who I've met, men or women, have been quite strong, solid human beings.
Well, there'll be so many defense mechanisms that they develop if they have, if they're with a difficult childhood with a lot of styles of problems. Because they're exponential, those scores, ACE scores are like, neglect or family violence or, sexual, but as one does, two doesn't equal twice as much. It's like two is three times as bad and three is five times as bad, and they're exponential like that in their effect. They work
Or
out.
the ego defenses that have to build in the background in order to keep us safe and keep us protected and keep us feeling like we're not a total crazy person on the planet. Like
Oh,
every
well,
time I get a teenager in my clinic on
everybody
the
is.
table, sorry.
Carl Jung used to say, find me a sane man and I'll heal him.
Yeah, good one. Good one, Carl. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I like it.
So what that and so what's interesting about that is that working out motivation, right? So the example of the people, the presenting problem is that they're overweight, or they're working with bulimics too, so underweight or anorexic. And so underneath was a hidden interest,
Yeah.
right, for security. And
Right.
so, you know, so it's finding the motivational cues. Like, that's one thing I like, the different frameworks for motivation.
Yeah.
Like, there's agency modification, motivation, which working with levels of self-control
Yeah.
that we can use to produce motivation. Because, you know, working out what your motivation is quite, because there's one thing working out your roles, but what is the motive that gets you there? Like,
Yeah.
what part of a good life does that lead to?
And that's why it's
A
great having the
value or
workshop
a
because we've got time to actually go through those things with people. Because people don't know what their motivation is, you know, until they, because they don't have time in life to actually think about this thing. And that's why it's so great putting aside the time to do a workshop where you've got, okay, let's spend 5 minutes doing this. Let's think about what the motivation is. The
But there's so
motivation.
many ways of handling motivation too.
Yeah.
And like with the roles, if people are therapists, when they see them, like, it's really easy, you know, with, because all therapists have a current situation and a goal.
Yeah.
So there's like so many ways automatically there of getting people to their goals, and that each therapist will still have a different way of doing that
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
different motivating things. But it's good to look at different ways of getting people motivated,
Yeah.
connecting to their values, making sure it's connected to, because, you know, the value of being safe, for example, with the people who are overweight, that's like really important.
Yeah. And because so many people went against their values in the last few years, you know, because of what we were forced to do, you know, that's quite it's highlighted to people where they will and won't cross boundaries, I think, because there were such crazy things going on around the place, you know, not being able to visit people, you know, not being able to see loved ones, you know, all sorts of funny things that, you know, where does that fit in our gut? You know, where is it highlighted what I need to do in my life? You know, the
Well, people's
importance of
agents.
friendship, the importance of you know, good time with good human beings.
Maybe it's made a lot of people reprioritize, which is very good. I notice in the people I talk to, people who were agnostic or even atheists just aren't anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I'm a bit surprised at how many people are often going back to their base Christianity.
Yeah, I
But
agree.
it's been unpopular for a long time, you know, to even say it. But I just notice people everywhere talking about it.
I have had more discussions about God, Jesus, Christianity, spirituality, religion, as well as the other side of things. So don't get me wrong, you know, everyone isn't like saying, yay, everything's good now. Everyone is
No.
very focused on the evil associated with things. But on the other hand, they're saying, hang on. Just because those individuals are evil doesn't mean we have to throw the whole lot out.
I
You know,
think
so
so, and
people are
I think,
actually coming back to a place of going, okay.
but it's a chance. It's a really big chance to go through that situation where your agency, your effect in the world, achieve your goals is lost,
Yeah.
and when you come out the other side, you can put it back together in a new way.
Yeah.
Because it was like that stripped so many things away, and now it's a really good time. A lot of people would have spent a lot of time contemplating and reflecting on the things they were doing when they were cut off.
Yeah,
And I think it's a
absolutely.
good time in society
But
for
sometimes people
reevaluation.
didn't do that. Sometimes all they did was watch Netflix and drank too much, or you
Right.
know. So a lot of people didn't. You know,
But
they
that's
could have
okay.
spent
But
3 years learning guitar. They could have spent 3 years learning piano. But a
well,
lot,
there's more. That means
you
there's
know,
more work to be done. for the healers.
Well, that's exactly right. It sort of feels like, okay, so, and that's why we need a process like this to remind people, you know. So it's sort of like having a gratitude journal that you open up every day. It's like
Well,
having a, you know, one of these things. This is one of these processes where when you've got 3 hours free or 2 hours or half an hour, have a quick look and go, oh crap, I haven't picked up my guitar this week.
it's an
I'll go for a
amazing
play.
thing. And then, yeah, and you have them up, your priorities. You make them beautiful and put them up so you can be reminded. Yeah,
Yeah, it's going to
reminded
be
of the
good fun.
beautiful future.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. See you Friday.
Okay, see you then.
Okay.